Shut up. Just shut up. Be quiet. I know what I'm doing. I know where we're going, but your voice carries through these empty corridors like you won't believe. And at the end of the corridor, this one, behind this door, sits a little office. And in that little office are two women. I don't know them, but I've seen them. I call them Beanstalk and Potato, for reasons I'm sure you can imagine. But if they hear you, if they even think they hear you, they'll come running down this corridor with all their up until now latent mother instincts blazing and wreak havoc on you. You wouldn't stand a chance. Big as you are, these furies would destroy you. So shut the fuck up and don't say a word until I tell you to. Follow me. I work here. I know the way. Okay. Here we are. Door is closed. Still, I better not talk. Take your pick, but not that one. That one has a squeaky wheel. I tried them all this afternoon. All of them are good to go, just not that one. Pick your baby. Point at one. Black one? Asian one? Caucasian? Okay. I got it. Let's head back to the stairwell. We can't do it here. Oh, Jesus, fuck. It's hard to believe I'm doing this. You're doing this. We're doing this. Did you imagine it would end up here? When we met? In the stairwell of a hospital with a day-old baby in a crib? Drop your pants. Take your cock out. Rub it on her sleeping face. She'll wake up soon. If she does, you've got to put it in her mouth to stifle her cries. We don't want to alert the furies. Fuck. Oh, fuck, this is hot. I'm going to finger my cunt while I watch you rubbing that pre-cum on the face of a baby. Oh, shit. Your cock is bigger than her head. I bet you didn't think it would go that far. I bet you thought about domination and bondage. Bit of pain, perhaps. Black-haired gothic chick in skin-tight leather. Must be something like that, right? And you promised me. You promised me you'd do anything. Anything at all. For me. I took you up on it. And I showed you the way to the downward spiral. It started when we abducted and raped that 16-year-old schoolgirl. Remember? It's just jailbait, you told me. Every guy likes young pussy. Hell, she'd be legal in another country, you said. Lines in the sand, you said. Social lines, not drawn by nature. And that's what you said. And then I held her. Encouraged you. You raped that teen girl. Something snapped then, didn't it? You didn't even feel guilty. And when we raped the 13-year-old, that alley behind her school, you didn't say a thing about lines in the sand. You just shoved your cock down her throat. In her crying face while I held her pigtails. I pushed her head over your fat dick. And then you raped her ass. And in the end, you raped her pussy. 13 years old. Just a tuft of hair on that little cunt. Much too tiny for that big, fat cock of yours. Still, you did. you cared about nothing but your perverted lust. Neither did I. I sat on her head, her face in the trash on the alley floor, my hands on her butt cheeks, opening her for you, telling you to rape that child for me. That's it. Oh, that's it. I'll put it in her mouth. This baby, this tiny thing, just a day old. And you've got your cockhead in her little mouth. Hot and tight, isn't she? Look at those eyes, wide open in terror. Little arms and legs flaying like it matters. Move it in and out a little, but don't come. This is not how or where you're going to come. Oh, God. It's so hot. God, it's so hot. Watching your big adult cock in the mouth of a baby. Oh, God. Oh, she stretches. Insane. Her eyes bulging. Fuck. Fuck, it's turning me on so bad, but I can't come either. Not yet. We'll come at the end of the downward spiral. Both of us. You promised me everything. When did you start to call me your demon? Your succubus? After we raped the 10-year-old? Or the 7-year-old? I don't exactly remember, but I'm sure you called me your demon when you were on your back and I held the 4-year-old and used her tiny body to masturbate you with. Moving her up and down your raging cock like a fleshlight, impaling her asshole. My long black fingernails digging into her flesh, staining them with red drops of her blood. While I raped her little child body on your massive boner. Her screams muffled by the ball gag, but still very much audible. Tears streaming from under her blindfold. Oh, yeah. Oh, you called me your demon while you came deep in her bowels. When you spurted your sperm into the tailpipe of a 4-year-old. Okay, take it out. End of the line. As deep as we can go. I'll put my hand on her mouth. Move behind her back. Put your dickhead against her skull. Against her fontanelle. Yeah, there. Where her skull didn't grow together yet. It's just a membrane. Soft tissue separating your cockhead from her brain. I want you to fuck her skull. Of course she'll die. Jesus Christ. That's the point. Do you think the 4-year-old survived the savage ass-raping you and I inflicted? Of course not. She was probably dead by the time you shot your spunk into her bowels. Still warm, but dead nonetheless. You came in a dead toddler. And I think you know that. You just don't want to admit it. Don't give me that. You would do anything for me. For your demon. You promised. And what's the difference? Fucking a 4-year-old to death or a baby just a day old? Yeah, the fact that you know it this time. Exactly. That's the difference. And yeah, that's my point. That you do it, not me. I want you to. Look me in the eye when you push it in. Tell me you love me when you sink your cockhead into the skull of that baby and literally fuck her brains out. Oh. My. God. Jesus fuck. Yes, you did it. God damn, you actually did it. You fucking monster. Look at it. Your cock is sticking from the top of her skull. Don't worry. I'll hold her these last moments. She'll stop moving soon. Just fuck her. Fuck her skull. I'm gonna make myself come while I watch you. Jesus Christ. Total insanity. Skull fucking the baby to death. She stopped moving. I'm gonna wait. Open her mouth. Fuck yeah. Harder. Oh, shit. Mother of God, I can see your cockhead in her mouth. Chunks of her brain mixing with pre-cum. Oh, yeah. You're fucking her throat in a way. Oh, motherfuck. I'm so gonna come on this. You too? You're gonna come too? Oh, you sick bastard. Holy crap. Oh, you just popped her eye out. Your dickhead is peeking out from her socket. Shit. Even I didn't expect that. Look at you go. Pounding the skull of a dead baby and you're gonna come, aren't you? Yeah, me too. Fuck yeah, me too. Oh, shit. You're coming on her face through her eye socket. Mother. Fuck. A skull. Fucking facial. Jesus Christ. I'm coming too. I'm coming too. Fuck yeah. You were right, you know. I am your demon. Your succubus. And now I own your soul. Completely. And so, sorry, my man. I'm done with you. I got what I wanted. New souls await my attention. That skin-tight leather always works like a charm. So I'll slam these doors open, scream my lungs out, and run like fuck. Good luck with Miss Beanstalk and Miss Potato.